How was Boise last night?
Boise was awesome. It was, I'll be honest with you, it was unexpected because when I did the meet and greet, everybody was kind of like low energy. So I'm like, it might be a low energy show. It was not a low energy show. They went absolutely crazy. It was pretty awesome. So,
so better than Cadott, Wisconsin?
Everything is better than Cadott. There's a method to my madness, man. You know, with the with that said, you know, Cadott, it wasn't really the fans. It was just the layout, you know, the seats. There's like these bleachers, like right on the front of the gate all the way that went all the way back. And I just, we're used to people moshing. We're used to people moving and they weren't allowed to, or they get kicked out. So it was kind of a bummer.
Yeah. I mean, when you got metal bands playing, got to be able to move
Slipknot,
a little bit.
Slipknot, dude.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like Slipknot, you know, I was standing side stage and Slipknot's giving it their all. There's like fire going and they're just like, kind of just, you know, so.
Well, hopefully tonight, we were here last night for Volbeat and Hailstorm and that nice pit area up nice and close to the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Volbeat had some pits breaking out and
awesome.
Volbeat can get pretty heavy, but I think he, you know, tonight it'll get a little bit heavier.
Yeah, we'll see.
With you guys, yeah. Nice nine.
For so. Sure, yeah.
Stoked you guys are here. When the show got announced, man, the market went nuts, you know, as I expected. We had you guys in Pocatello about a year ago.
Yeah, the rain and all that, it was crazy. We still went out and played and, you know, it was fun.
Yeah, you guys killed it, man. So I know a lot of people are stoked to see you inside.
Where Pocatello, is this like the closest thing to Pocatello kind of thing?
Yeah, it's about 40 minutes from here.
Okay.
So still in our broadcast market. I'm sure tons of people from Pocatello are going to be up for the show.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, when the show got announced, I mean, it was sold out pretty much before the on sale. I think people are going to be going nuts tonight.
Oh, dang. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, dude.
It's crazy. I remember Pocatello, it was like raining, and we were like, cancel the show, you know? And then we're like, no. And then they made the crowd leave because of the lightning.
Yeah.
And then like half the crowd was like, I'm just going home. And then, because they thought we weren't playing, and then half the crowd came back. So when they probably found out that we played anyways, they were probably bummed that they left, you know? So.
Yeah, there were a few people bummed for sure. So yeah. I'm sure they'll be here tonight ready to go extra hard, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So has that tour been going good? I mean, that tour you were opening for Papa Roach. Now you're headlining arenas, man. You guys have exploded in the last year.
Yeah, I think it was like a slow burn over the course of, you know, a long time. It takes 10 years to become an overnight success kind of thing. People don't see that, you know, but I saw it on Papa Roach because I agreed to doing a co-headliner with Papa Roach, and they said as long as they get to close, and I'm like, you guys are legends. I respect that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I noticed that there was a lot of fans for us there. I was going to think, you know, it's mostly a Papa Roach show. It did not seem like that. It seemed like it was an equal, you know, it was, I was like, this is crazy, but I'm about to headline, so we're going to see what happens. You know, you're always nervous about playing these big rooms and being the last person to play, you know what I mean? So, and it's turned out really crazy, so.
Yeah, you guys did, what, a couple sold-out nights in Vegas? Like, back to back?
Yeah, that's a hard market. This is a hard market. Where we're at right now is a hard market. I've been touring for a long time, and, you know, Idaho and like kind of like Portland area, it's hard to get tickets here. So I'm like impressed, honestly.
I've known you guys had tons of fans here for years because, you know, we've been playing you guys on the radio forever. And
yeah,
when I actually met you in Vegas at a rock radio convention, maybe like 10 years ago, it was the first one I went to, and a very shy, quiet dude. And you were at the back of the room.
Was it at the Palms?
I think it might have been.
It was at the Palms. You take the elevator all the way up?
Yeah.
I remember this.
Yeah, and somebody introduced me to you. I think I was probably pretty shy and like, yeah, we play you on the radio. And
yeah.
It was, you know, before radio started giving you guys the love you deserve, had, you know, some number ones now and stuff. So
it's awesome.
I would imagine the new Papa Roach cover is going to hit number one on rock radio.
If that hits number one, I'm going to be blown away because I did not, that's another song I didn't intend for the radio because it's like slow orchestration. It's not meant for the radio right now, I guess. I don't know about later, or maybe it is, I don't know. So for it to even, you to even say that is crazy. It's like 4 minute song, you know what I mean? It's like all like cellos and no real drums or anything. So, you know, I don't know. If it goes to number one, I'm gonna freak out. That's so crazy.
Well, I'll lay down my prediction now. I mean, Watch the World Burn should have gone to number one, but Rock Radio gets a little scared with, you know,
it's a little crazy. It's a little wild, a little much, you know what I mean? So, yeah, but if this one goes, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's like the new Sound of Silence, like when Disturbed did their cover of that, because after you put the video out, I mean, it's everywhere. Reaction videos, I just see that thing everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, and Sound of Silence was so impressive, you know, like he just absolutely killed that. So for you to say that is a big compliment, because that's a, I mean, it's almost at 1 billion views on YouTube. You know what I mean? Sound of Silence. So it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think the way you did the song, I've heard Last Resort 1 million times. Mm-hmm. And I think the vibe of the original version, you don't think a lot about what's going on with it lyrically.
Yeah.
And the way you presented the song, I mean, it really makes what they're saying in that song hit really hard.
Yeah. I think it's more, you know, when you slow things down, that's why I paid attention to the lyrics. When you read the lyrics, you're like, geez. And I don't think people are used to just going and reading lyrics. They just want to hear the song. So, you know, it was a 20-year-old song that is one of the biggest songs in rock history in the last 20 years. And they're my friends. It worked out perfectly. You know, it's a perfect song to reimagine. You know, Jacoby was going to be on the song.
Oh, wow.
And then they were just... the timing, you know, how things work with, you know, there's just no timing, and he just decided just to put it out. And, you know, I'm kind of glad that he wasn't on it, because I feel like it makes it even more special and people would expect him to be on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's just, it's more special that he isn't. And he called me, or he texted me and said that when his wife heard it, his wife started crying. He's like, thank you. I was like, wow. You know, so.
It's very powerfully done. And I saw the video where you showed it to him for the first time. Was that, you know, even though you're friends, nerve-wracking to present it to Jacoby?
It's really nerve. It makes you nervous. I'm like a nervous guy in general when it comes to new things, like especially showing him, you know, it wasn't just him, by the way. It was his whole band was in the green room and it got really dead quiet. It's not a loud and proud song, you know, where it's like loud. It's very soft and you have to kind of calm down and everybody's just sitting there like, you know, so it was nerve wracking, you know, for sure, especially showing it to him.
Well, yeah, it's been cool to see, like you mentioned, somebody crying when they heard it. I've watched a number of reaction videos on YouTube and
yeah,
hits people really hard. And the vocal performance you did on it, man, I mean,
thank you.
Really showed your range, you know, from these really quiet, like almost like gentle style vocals into just belting out the screaming at the end.
A fun fact for that, I tracked that song in about 30-35 minutes. It was supposed to be a reference track. So I just walked in and we weren't expecting anything. We got the orchestration all mixed and I was like, all right, man, I gotta go. So I'm just gonna sing this real quick and then I'll come back and then we'll figure it out. You know what I mean? I just wanted to sing it all the way through, make sure it sounded like the way I wanted it to sound, and come back and really sing it. So I didn't have time, and he just sent it to me like 6 months later, and I forgot about doing it. I was like, this is incredible. What the heck? Let's just keep it like this. So yeah. It was just a very fast situation that turned out to be good. And I never take like that short amount of time. You know what I mean? It's like I really spend a lot of time on vocals, so.
Wow, captured a magic moment, man. Well, I remember about a year ago, I saw a bunch of news stories where you were talking about Zombified and some of these new songs going on a new EP, Neon Zombie. Is that still in the works or has that plan changed?
It's going to be an album, I think. It went from EP to LP pretty much. So I'm going to make it into an album.
Awesome, man.
You know, I haven't done an album. People are waiting for an album, so we'll see.
Well, I definitely can't wait for it as well. Anything new that comes our way, we'll definitely be supporting. And, you know, again,
thank you so much, man.
Taking a few to chat with me today, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.